Thirsty by Lucy Lehane, read by Michael Crouch.
For Chris, whose magic powers include listening, stubble, and always being right.
Chapter 1. Charlie Weaver's inbox was overflowing with tales of yearning, delusion, and despair. Letters from people who needed his help. Normally, he loved perusing the inbox for his advice column, Wise Old Crone, poring over the toxic drama and ridiculous entitlement and confused longing that people sent him, and thinking of how he could help. But right now, when he looked at all the many letters, all he could think was, I can't use any of this. His editor, Ava, did not agree. Emails kept leaping to the top of his inbox as she forwarded them back to him, searching for the very best ones. Each forward came with a little note of her commentary, like, OMFG, this can't be real, and dying, do this one. He tried to ignore her. He had a draft column going already, responding to a woman whose children had ruined a family wedding with their squabbling over entree options and now wanted her to pick which one of them to blame. It was incredibly boring. Is this even possible? Ava wrote on top of another email, and he hissed with annoyance. It echoed in the empty coffee shop. At least there was no one but a bored barista to witness his encroaching mental breakdown. He clicked away from his terrible column to the warm embrace of his DMs, where he found his thread with Ava. I can see the letters. It's my inbox. Stop. She responded to him instantly. Then pick one and write something. I'm writing right now. It was essentially the same column he'd already written dozens of times before, but at least it was something. The dots of her drafting appeared, and then she sent back, another wedding meltdown. It hit him like a punch to the gut, like she had somehow peered over his shoulder and seen his trash writing all the way from New York. Thanks, he wrote, his face burning. I'm sorry. He could hear it in her voice, warm and sincere. He missed the days when he and Ava had worked almost shoulder to shoulder in their tiny cubicles, when she'd been more than a message box in the corner of his screen. I'm just trying to help. I want to get you paid. He ground his teeth. Yeah, of course, he said, while he clicked back over to his awful column and deleted it without saving. He had been good at this at some point, right? He wouldn't have landed Crone in the first place if he'd been a shitty writer from the jump. He had to hold on to that thought or else he'd give up completely. He'd been proud of his writing and his column. Once. When he'd first gotten into it, as a staff writer at his college paper, he'd called his advice column No Cosmic Lover, after a line from his favorite track off Hedwig and the Angry Inch. He loved that name. But when he'd graduated and been lucky enough to land a full-time position at Midnight, the after-dark counterculture online mag, they'd said the name was too niche. So he'd picked a new persona, the Wise Old Crone. He'd meant it as kind of a joke. You know, your fat gay friend who never gets any actual dates but listens well and gives great advice. He might as well be a decrepit old woman in the village, handing out bowls of possibly magical soup and quests, probably. It was just his kind of self-deprecating humor, trying with all his might to turn a weakness into a strength, and getting the feeling he was only half pulling it off. But Wise Old Crone did take off, and he got plenty of dates, thank you. Truthfully, it was kind of nice using a proper pseudonym. It allowed him to feel like there was at least some separation between his real self and his advice-giving persona. It made him feel like a real writer. Now he was just one more real writer who'd gotten fucked over by the media industry's death spiral. A VC firm had bought Midnight, and one of their innovative cost-saving moves had been to shift from a salary to a pay-for-clicks model that meant he couldn't make rent anymore. The stress made writing feel like pulling teeth, which just made him more stressed, causing a vicious spiral of writer's block and misery. His last few Crone columns had been aggressively mediocre.